All right, we're wrapping up. Do you want to talk about the next round?
Sure. Well, I mean, do we want to talk about rankings or anything? You haven't
figured
out
your rankings yet. We should. I haven't. Well, I have an idea of, I think, my top three.
Is there six in your top three, or is there three in your top three?
I think you've done that before. I think there's only three in my top three.
Okay. All right. What are they?
I think it's Max Bombast, Rain Watt, and Vowel Sounds.
I put Agony Sauce, Rain Watt, and Vowel Sounds, and Max Bombast right underneath them.
Oh yeah, I have Agony Sauce right underneath them. So we've just switched them.
Yeah, yeah. And then wow, okay, so maybe we are a voting block after all. I didn't think we were, but great minds, eh?
Yeah. Well, we definitely influence each other too.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, I'd figured out mine before we started this podcast, and I think you had too, right?
Just the top three. I haven't figured out who's in the bottom.
Yeah, and we hadn't talked about it in advance. So, one quick note. So many of these songs started in a death, like Sunset Boulevard. There were a ton of these that kind of start off with something bleak and mm-hmm. or a person dying and then kind of working your way to it backwards.
Yeah, it's a bloodbath, this challenge. People die in many songs.
Yeah, at least six of these songs, and if you're including the Shadows too, six of them include deaths at the very beginning, plus I think another one in the middle, and that'd be the Agony Sauce one.
Right.
So
we got the Minotaur who's died. We got John from Agony Sauce.
Yeah.
Grumpy Mike Jesus dies, but you know, spoiler alert. Max Bombast, everybody dies.
Yeah.
Marisan, there's a death in the first moment. Rachel Lane, no one dies, except maybe the thing she witnessed could have been a death. We don't know.
Yeah, but then that would be at the end of the song instead of the beginning. So that's, yeah. Oh, and then I also counted Lycanthrope because the first line is lying on the ground on a dreary grave. Oh, Lady Deadlock, it's too late. No reason that you had to die. I'm reading backwards.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Everybody dies. Just the Sunday Colors and Rachel Lane, I think, are death free.
Oh, wait, what about Faster Jackalope? Yeah, 6 feet of dirt and a resting heart. Everybody's dead.
It's all death.
Yeah, so that's kind of an odd or maybe easy place for everybody to start and build something back from it. Oh, yeah, and then somebody died in the middle of the vowel sounds instead of the end. So
it's the little bird.
The wife.
Yeah, this bird has flown.
Yeah. Okay, so now do we want to talk about the next challenge?
Yeah, let's do it.
The name of the song is You Also.
You Too.
It's You Too. And the challenge is Contrafact. And I am glad that we are not competing in this one because I would not want to do this. And that's some of the appeal of having it as one of the later ones because I think it's super challenging. It's going to be hard to do well.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to pick what to do.
Right. So one of the problems I have is that there are plenty of common chord progressions, right? You can play a 1-4-5 or you can play the 1-5-6-4. It's the Pachelbel's Canon Axis of Awesome chord progression. Or you can pick the doo-wop progression. So you can pick all of these progressions that are super common. But the thing is that the judges, I know I am going to be listening for something familiar. I want to hear something familiar juxtaposed with a new melody. And so you can pick a 1-4-5, but that's not going to be familiar. So you need to not only pick a chord progression that is, you know, known, you're going to also have to kind of make it sound like the thing where it came from.
Yeah, but I mean, they're going to be doing their own lyrics
and melody.
New melody. So they can just steal anything from anywhere. They don't have to go with a common one. I mean, that's the thing. So that's going to be the lyrics and the melody can be the contrafact. The backing stuff doesn't have to be at all. This can be a pastiche challenge, except with the contrafact melody and lyrics. At least that's how I'm going to read it anyway.
Right.
That's right.
Some
they
people
can take anything from anywhere.
Yeah, they can take anything from anywhere. Some people zeroed in on the kind of what I feel is the lamest way of satisfying the challenge, which is just picking a super common chord progression. I don't think that's going to get it done.
Yeah. I think those people probably have already been eliminated. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So
not a problem.
So, yeah, don't take the easiest route. Just do whatever you want, man. And yeah, and again, I'm saying that as if it's an easy option. I have no idea what we would do if we were stuck with this. I have no idea.
Well, we'd probably pick Stairway to Heaven.
Yes, obviously.
And yeah, and we'd mix in the lyrics from Gilligan's Island. It would be epic.
And Oops, I Did It Again. And we'd have a masterpiece.
Maybe we'd have a medley where we did it from a bunch of different common songs with different melodies.
As our sixth song, after all of the fatigue and everything sets in, I doubt it. We'd phone this fucker in. So yeah.
Yeah. We've never even made it this far. Who are we kidding?
Oh yeah, no. All right, but yeah, so this sounds challenging, but I'm sure whoever the final four, it's going to be the final four, right?
Yeah, they're going to figure it out.
Yeah, they'll have it. So it's supposed to get harder. It sounds harder. I think it is harder, and that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, U2 is kind of a crappy title, too.
Yeah, whoever came up with that sucks.
Yeah.
And it should have been U also.
No U2 references.
Yeah, no U2 references. Yeah. All right. Well, is that it?
I think that's it.
Okay. Good luck to everybody out there. We hope that it's a 8-way tie so we don't have to eliminate everybody. Good luck. Everybody had great songs. And looking forward to hearing what you do next round.
Right. And we are out.